Well, some more bands of showers and thunderstorms today. They're basically Sally's leftovers, if you will. It's a weakening tropical depression becoming an area of low pressure through the day today and into tonight. But still, there's a circulation evident, and that circulation is coming off the Gulf of Mexico for us. So that means hot, humid today, breezy, and at times some showers and storms. And when they move in, that showers and the bands of showers and storms will produce some gusty winds, and an isolated severe storm will be possible. I would not expect it to be widespread, but most spots should get at least a little bit more rain. The International Airport, by the way, its 11th straight day of rainfall yesterday. As our wet pattern continues, today should make the 12th straight day, and then we might get that streak interrupted a bit finally by tomorrow. But Sally came ashore, of course, early yesterday morning as a Category 2 hurricane, inundating as expected, unfortunately, the western Florida panhandle, southern Alabama, and southeastern Mississippi, with storm surge and tremendous rainfall. Now moving north and eastward and weakening, and before it moves offshore, probably not organized enough to regenerate over the western Atlantic. And so once that gets on by us tonight and tomorrow, some northwesterly air will move in, a northwesterly flow. That'll be some drier air for tomorrow. Not necessarily completely dry, but just a widely scattered shower or two, and your Friday temperatures still reach the upper 80s. And then we get to that big change we've been talking about all week as we head into the weekend and early next week. Local nor'easter conditions, a strong northeasterly flow of winds off of the Atlantic, call it an onshore flow. It'll be breezy, a mix of clouds and sun now. There still will be quite a bit of humidity with that flow, so there still will be some scattered showers over the weekend to interrupt your day and your plans, so keep that in mind. And if you're headed to the beaches, the best advice will be to stay out of the water. Building season served at least 5 to 9 footers breaking at our beaches by later Saturday into Sunday, and some double-digit breakers will be possible. A very high rip current risk. Again, best advice to stay out of the water. If you don't, though, always surf and swim as near a lifeguard as possible, though there are fewer this time of year, and always with a buddy. The very rough conditions at our beaches will continue into a good part of next week. There'll be some beach erosion as well, so getting a little messy here as we get into the weekend and early next week. But temperatures will be much nicer, only around 80 degrees for highs Saturday and Sunday, and then right on into Monday. In fact, water temperatures will be several degrees warmer than our air temperature by the weekend into early next week, which we haven't been able to say for quite a long time, right? And as far as the tropics go, we, of course, continue to have plenty of activity. Sally, as I talked about early on, is weakening now over land. Teddy, a powerful, strengthening hurricane at about Jacksonville's latitude by late Sunday and Sunday night, but hundreds of miles to the east. It is not a factor for the east coast of the U.S., but it will cause an easterly swell, just like Paulette did earlier this week at our beaches. So that'll enhance that northeasterly flow and the rip current risk at our area beaches. Teddy could be in the vicinity of Bermuda by early next week. Could be the second hurricane hit for Bermuda within a week. And then we have Vicky, which is soon to dissipate over the eastern Atlantic, so no problem there. We have also an eastern Atlantic tropical wave that has come off Africa and another one about to come off Africa. Either or both could develop. And then the western Gulf of Mexico continues to look like an area where we can see some gradual development of a tropical system. And where it goes is still up in the air, but this does look like something the Gulf Coast has to keep a close eye on for next week. It's still early in the game on this one, but a system to watch, and it may eventually even have some impact on our weather right here at home, but it would be at least a week away, if not longer. So this will just sort of sit and fester, if you will, over the western Gulf through the weekend, and then may intensify some as we get into next week. Any or all of these waves and areas of low pressure could become named. There's only one left on the for our alphabet, W, Wilfred. We've not exhausted the alphabet since 2005. And then it's on to the Greek alphabet, which would, of course, be Alpha first. And it's quite possible we'll see one or both of those names during the next week week to 10 days or so, if not even a little bit less than that. Tropics overall continue to be active and continue to set records this year. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike at actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.